We're back, we're streaming, and we're streaming 24/7, and we are radio entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I want to thank our friends at UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation, and who've been hosting us all week long. And my co-host right now is Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Meyerson, and Plote. Peter, you got to like the company of entrepreneurs better than attorneys.
Well, I'm not going to answer that question for sure. I mean, this is getting broadcast throughout the world, you know, but it's been fun to be down here, and this is a great facility. They have just a wonderful facility.
It is very nice. So our next guest is Cliff Robbins at the Mass Small Business Development Center. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So that was not your full-time job, was it, originally? You come with an engineering background?
Well, yeah, originally I was an electrical engineer, but fortunately they put me in the marketing department as an intern and decided that I didn't want to spend my life calculating the speed of an electron from point A to point B, and they stuck me out on the road and I had a ball. And so I enjoyed the business side of it and went back to school, got an MBA, and then I started several of my own businesses. I started a manufacturer's rep business, selling transformers, electrical products, if you will, wire, pipe. Then I bought a little electrical distributor, doing about $1 million a year over the next 12 years, built that up to $22 million a year, went from 6 employees to 120 employees. And then I started a telecommunications company. I was selling cell phones for $2,000 a piece back in the late 80s, and before you could even get a signal outside of Providence or Boston.
So those are the ones you carried over your shoulder?
Yeah, they were briefcases at the time, and you whipped up an antenna like you're calling it an airstrike and whipped out this brick out of a battery pack, you know, that
I
was
remember.
Huge. Yeah, $1.50 a minute to talk.
Peter still has his.
I still have mine.
I still have mine and show it to my students.
Oh, we can talk to each other.
Yeah, really.
Did they still have that signal?
I bring it into school. I teach entrepreneurship at Mass Maritime right now. And I bring the phone in just to show them how things have changed, and then, you know, whip up my latest iPhone and say, wow, the technology, talk about a category killer. So I did that. But then I went back to school. I did my PhD down in organizational behavior down at Salve Regina, beautiful place in Newport. And then I went to work up at Bentley College as a full-time visiting lecturer. I was there for 3 years, but I live on Cape Cod. I have a home in Boston, too, but you can't get to Bentley from either one of those in less than 2 hours. You know, it's out Route 2. The traffic is awful from Charlestown, and from the Cape, it's an hour and a half. And traffic isn't as bad, but it's still pretty bad. And 15 years ago, the state director for the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center called me up and said, you know, you seem like a guy we could use. She says, you've got all the academic credentials, for sure. She says, but you've got real-world business experience. I said, you mean scars, right? And she said, yeah, if you want to call them that. She said, we'd love you to be the senior business advisor in southeastern Massachusetts. I said, sounds like fun. So here I am. I took it temporarily 15 years ago, and I'm still doing it. I've worked with over 2,800 entrepreneurs now.
Wow.
So what do you do for them?
What does your week look like?
Yeah.
It looks very busy. Quite frankly, yeah, what I do for them is give them business advice. It's free consulting. The SBDC has been around in Massachusetts anyway since 1980, and it's funded by the SBA. The SBA puts up 50%, we're a grant-funded organization, puts up 50% of the money, and then the university to which we're attached puts up 25%. I am attached to the University of Massachusetts Amherst. I'm employed by them, although I never go there. I can't help them. They're a bureaucracy. They won't listen to me anyway. So the other quarter of the money comes from the state of Massachusetts. I was at the State House yesterday. I do a TV show, Fox Robbins Business Show, and we did our TV show at the State House yesterday. So it was a lot of fun. We had Sarah Peek on, brilliant lady, talked about government regulation, what it's doing to small business community, talked about the Health Care Act that they just passed, about co-op health care buying. Talked about small businesses. We did 2 half-hour shows up there yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
So usually you're on the other side of the mic from us.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not usually on this side of the mic. I'm usually out there in the world working one-on-one. What the SBDC provides is free business advice. That's basically what we do. Anybody who wants to start a business can come see us. A lot of people say to me, well, what's the difference between you as an SBDC advisor, a score? a volunteer.
Right.
I said, well, we're younger and better looking. The younger part's starting to be a lie. So is the better looking. But anyway, SCORE folks are volunteers. They volunteer a few hours a week. They're fabulous. They're wonderful people. You know, they're out there. They've got a business experience. We're full-time business advisors. We work technically 37 and a half hours a week, and we are giving advice to the business community. What we do basically is create jobs. We have parameters by which we're measured out of Washington, out of the State House. They send an email to every single client we work with. They make calls to 10% of them. They check on how we're doing and what we're doing. They want to know how much money did you help your clients get last year, whether it was a loan or an equity infusion to grow the company. How many jobs did you really create? We don't tell them. They do an audit, and they tell us how we did.
Well, it's accountability, you're saying.
We are the most accountable organization, I think, on the planet. But we are judged based on Baldrige criteria. If you know what that means.
Malcolm Baldrige.
Malcolm Baldrige
Quality,
Award.
Quality Award.
Every 5 years, we go through that accreditation, and we keep
based
it.
Based upon Deming's
We work hard
standards.
To keep it. So the other thing I will say to people is we're the only Baldrige certified consulting group on the earth.
That may be.
Well, as far as I know, nobody else is Baldrige certified.
Right.
And I work with, believe me when I tell you, I work with the smartest people.
No, and I've
people.
Worked with a lot of consulting firms as a consultant to consulting firms, and I'm horrified at times.
So am I. But I work with a consulting firm called the MSBDC. These are the best, smartest people I've ever worked with in my life. John Rainey, Jill Beresford, Melinda Ailes. I mean, I could go on and on. These are bright people. These are people who really know how to build a business. We can help these people. You know, 80% fail in 5 years. You know the numbers. Not if they come see us and they do what we tell them.
Right.
They'll be successful.
Are most of them all around startups?
No, about 40% of our clients are startups. About 60% come to us. They're already in business. Of course, in 2007 and 8, when the economy really started to struggle, we did a lot of turnaround work to try to save companies. You know, we work with companies up to 500 employees. The SBA parameter is 500 employees, a small
right.
business. And I've got clients with 100, 150 employees.
So how do people find you?
That's the hard part. We don't have a marketing budget. It's word of mouth. It's Facebook. It's social network marketing. But primarily, it's the chambers that will tell people, or the state legislators. You know, we're in touch in our own territories. I'm in touch with all my state senators and state representatives. And people will call there and say, geez, I'd like some help with my business. And they recommend, on Cape Cod, they recommend me all the time. Dan Wolf, Sarah Peake, you know, all those. Terry Murray, before she retired up in Plymouth, I was going up to Plymouth, and she was just filling my schedule. Everybody that called her office said, you've got to see Cliff Robbins at the SBDC.
Are there any criteria to you taking clients?
None. No criteria.
So
at any stage,
anybody can call, any stage.
Any Massachusetts resident or anybody who wants to open a business in Massachusetts. I'm working with a gentleman in Canada that wants to move his company to New Bedford. I'm working with him right now. So if they're going to add to the economy in Massachusetts, we work with them. If they're going to hire people, if they're going to pay taxes, if they're going to, you know, generate sales taxes, the state of Massachusetts audits what we do every year, and every year they come back with, well, for every dollar we gave you, you returned $3.57, $6.21. You know, every year it's different, but they always get a great ROI on their investment in the MSBDC counselors.
Do you consult in teams as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we work together on projects. My particular expertise is marketing, sales, strategic planning, organizational development, organizational behavior. I work with Melinda Ailes, and while I understand the financial side, I have my own businesses. She's an ex-banker, and boy, does she know banking. And Jill Beresford up in Quincy and Brockton area, if I've got somebody up there that really needs some help with the financial, that the bank maybe is pressing them, or they've got the ability to grow the business, but they're having trouble getting the loan, we work with them. We'll help them write their business plan, put together some good pro forma statements, show them how to get the money so they can continue to grow the business.
Interesting. Cliff, if somebody wants to get hold of you at MSBDC, how would they find you?
First, they got to remember the letters and put them in the right order.
I had to read it.
Yeah,
so.
It took me 2 years to remember the letters.
Well, it's faster than me.
The Massachusetts Small Business Development Center, and there are locations all over the state of Massachusetts. Now, I cover Cape Cod, New Bedford, and Plymouth. I come to Fall River on occasion, but we do have Jill Beresford, who covers Fall River, but I know Toby. You know, I'm kind of the acting regional director. We don't have a regional director per se, but I handle a lot of the duties.
So if I want to find you, how would they find you?
Just go to the website, msbdc.org, right. Massachusetts Small Business Development Center.org, and then you'll see there's centers. There's a center in Boston. There's a center in Salem. There's a center in Worcester at Clark University. There's a center in Springfield. Now, not only do we have centers all over the state and SBDC advisors all over the state, we do outreach. So I go to the New Bedford Economic Development every week. On Thursdays, I go to the New Bedford Economic Development. They give me a free office there, and I sit there, and they send clients in to see me, clients that want to borrow money, clients just want to run their business better. And they'll fill my schedule every Thursday at New Bedford Economic Development. Same thing with the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. I go there. So we go to outreach sites all over the state. We try to be within a half an hour of anybody who needs our services.
Well, I mean, I have a client on the Cape that's in the oceanographic space that I think could use your services.
Be glad to help them.
So give me your email address.
I will. It's on my card.
Oh, okay. Good.
I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Cliff Robbins from MSBDC.
Right.
And also to my left, Peter Morrison from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Morrison & Plaut. And again, thank you to our friends over at the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. My name is Jeffrey Davis of MAGE. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.